Reverend
Bill
M.
brings us
The Devil's
Mischief,
carnal comedy
clips,
netherworld
novelty of
numbers,
brought to you by
RadioFreeSatan.com.
Episode
number
692.
Welcome to The Devil's Mischief, Colonel Comedy Clips, and Netherworld Novelty Numbers. Happy holidays, everyone, or crappy holidays, depending on how you view this time of the year. In any case, there is no shortage of Christmas-themed comedy clips, and especially novelty songs. So this episode is really simple. I just took some of my favorites I may have played on the show before, not in the past three or more years, however. I found these tracks to be worth listening to again. And I've got plenty of novelty from that King of Christmas novelty music, Bob Rivers. He put out a number of albums like Twisted Christmas and did a lot more songs beyond that. Bob Rivers is a DJ and he doesn't sing himself, but he would get some pretty good impersonators into the studio. Also comedy from Neil Hamburger, Patton Oswalt, and a lot more. In fact, at the very end, I'm going to share a clip from yours truly. It's not a comedy clip, but some bizarre Christmas music I made for my band. I'll talk all about that when the time comes. Let's start things off with this Christmas memory from Patton Oswalt.
When I was growing up, my favorite Christmas memory was the Alvin and the Chipmunks album, because we had it on LP. And you know what I'm talking about? The young Christmas time is here. Remember that song? The little chipmunks are singing, and then there's that guy, Dave, going, "All right now, chipmunks, let's all..." My brother and I had that on an LP, so what we would do is we would play that as slow, on the slowest speed possible on the record player. So then it sounded like four normal monotone guys just singing this boring Christmas song, and then this demon from like the ninth level of traitors and murderers just screaming at them. And then it was so different. It was like, "Christmas, Christmas, time is here. Time for toys and time for cheer." Simon. Okay.
The end of
okay.
This is Patton Oswalt, and you're listening to The Devil's Mischief on Radio Free State.
Teddy the Red-Nosed Senator had a very shiny car, and if you ever saw it, you were probably near a bar. All of the other senators wondered how he got his dames. They thought he drank too many to play in any bedroom games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, "Teddy, with your nose so red, won't you help me guide my sled?" That's how the police found them, wrapped around a maple tree. Teddy, the red-nosed senator, he's a drunken SOB.
He's a drunken SOB.
Oh, end of all humanity. No more time for last minute shopping. It's time to face your final destiny. It's Christmas at Ground Zero. There's panic in the crowd. We can dodge debris while we trim the tree underneath a mushroom cloud. Or Jack Frost on your windowsill. But if someone's climbing down your chimney, you better load your gun and shoot to kill. Oh, it's Christmas at Ground Zero. And if the radiation level's okay, I'll go out with you and see all the new mutations on New Year's Day. It's Christmas at Ground Zero. Just seconds left to go.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to The Devil's Mischief on Radio Free Satan.
My second favorite Christmas memory of all time happened in Los Angeles. Los Angeles at Christmas time is beautiful. It is beautiful. You know why? Everybody leaves. The city just empties out. There's no traffic. It's quiet. It's like I Am Legend, but you can get a sandwich. It's perfect. It was Christmas Eve, 1996. And what movie had just opened up? Jerry Maguire. Yeah, 1996. My brother and I are drinking at a bar off of Hollywood Boulevard. 8 o'clock rolls around. We are wasted. And my brother goes, hey, we ought to should go see a movie. And I say, capital idea, old sport vomit. So we go down the street to see Jerry Maguire, which was playing at the now-closed Galaxy Multiplex, the crappiest theater in L.A. Who wants to see a choppy print of Anaconda in a room full of meth addicts' popcorn farts? Well, come on down to the Galaxy, where the glamour of Hollywood gets peed on nightly. So we see Jerry Maguire's playing. I'm like, I love Cameron Crowe. Matt, let's go see Jerry Maguire. My brother goes, all right. So we go in. It's my brother and I. We're sitting together. And then there's 8 other people all by themselves. They're alone on Christmas Eve. And maybe they were thinking, I'll go see this Tom Cruise movie. Get a little glimmer of hope. A little beacon of optimism for the new year. Who knows? So we're watching the movie. I kind of liked it. No, I thought it was pretty good. I liked that movie. My brother, unbeknownst to me, fucking hated it. And I mean, he is sitting there grinding his molars, didn't make a peep, just sat there, this piece of shit, didn't say anything to the very end of the movie. There's that final scene when Tom Cruise comes running back to Renee Zellweger. Remember that? He gives that whole beautiful speech about, I wanted to be my wife and I love you and all this thing. And then she goes, you had me at hello. And it's really... Now, watch the scene again. In the middle of Tom Cruise's speech, there's this sudden dramatic pull into his face. And there's tears in his eyes. And he says, we live in a cynical world. And that's when my brother went, fuck you! At the top of his... Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Which... That is... It was such a horrible, rude thing to yell. And I was laughing so hard. I could not get the air in to make the sound of laughter. People ask me, what is your favorite comedy of all time? Jerry Maguire, when my brother yells, fuck you at Tom Cruise. It is a 90-minute setup to one punchline. It's like not jerking off for 10 years and then painting the garage. Oh, my God. I'm seeing dead kings.
Come with me, Warlock Jeff Ivins, for a time trip back to the 1980s on the Metro. I play synth pop and other hits from the decades of indulgence, only on RadioFreeSatan.com.
Bill M. here with The Devil's Mischief on Radio Free Satan. Visit the website for the show, devilsmischief.com. You can also email me, bill@devilsmischief.com is the email address. We heard some stand-up comedy from Patton Oswalt in that block. Also, a song from Bob Rivers about Ted Kennedy. Maybe that was considered too long ago for some people to know about. But as a guy from Boston, I still love that track. And that Led Zeppelin parody was also by the Bob Rivers team. They simply titled it Sled Zeppelin. I actually tried performing that on stage at an open mic a year ago. I did a set of Santa Claus-related songs. I think I also did Zat You, Santa Claus by Louis Armstrong and Father Christmas from the Kinks. But when I was doing the Sled Zeppelin, I kept messing up because I instinctively kept singing the correct lyrics of the Led Zeppelin song instead of the parody lyrics. Go figure. It was a fun night, though. And, of course, also in that block you heard Weird Al Yankovic with Christmas at Ground Zero. I sang that song some years ago at karaoke. And a regular there, my friend Jose, who was from South America, he didn't quite get the song because he presumed Ground Zero necessarily meant the area where 9/11 happened. And I had to explain to him, no, it's about World War III nuclear holocaust in general. Some years ago, there was a photo of somebody with Down syndrome wearing a paper hat and working at the register at Burger King. I can't remember if it was completely edited or not, but that did spawn a song that went viral as somebody made some cheap animation to it. Then somebody remixed the music with Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Maybe some of you remember that one. Ding, Fraser, dun, ding, Fraser, dun. Well, we'll be hearing that in this block. All wonderfully unwholesome Christmas music, for sure, because that's how we do it here on The Devil's Mischief. Speaking of the devil and Christmas, I've got Spinal Tap's song, Christmas with the Devil. But before that, let's hear a related song from the second season of South Park. It's a song that takes place in hell, with many celebrities at Satan's Christmas party. My mother watched this episode, and she was offended because JFK was one of the many dead celebrities in hell in that song. And she asked bitterly, why is John F. Kennedy in hell? And I had to explain to her that in the South Park universe, only Mormons go to heaven. They revealed that, you know, in season 4. But, I don't think she got it. The humor just, you know, wasn't on her level. Well, hopefully you listeners out there will enjoy it, though, because it's Christmas time in hell.
Well, I tell you what, maybe we'll have ourselves a little Christmas right here. Come on, everyone, gather around. String up the lights and light up the tree. We're gonna make some revelry. Spirits are high, so I can tell it's Christmas time in hell. Demons are nicer as you pass them by. There's lots of demon toys to buy. The snow is falling and all is well. It's Christmas time in hell. There goes Jeffrey Dahmer with a festive Christmas ham. After he has sex with it, he'll eat up all he can. And there goes John F. Kennedy caroling with his son.
Reunited for the holidays, God bless us everyone. Everybody has a happy glow, let's dance in blood and pretend it's snow.
Even Mao Zedong is under the spell,
it's Christmas time in hell.
Adolf, here's a present for you.
Oh, a Tannenbaum!
Yes, a Tannenbaum. God cast me down from heaven's door to rule in hell forevermore. But now I'm kind of glad that I fell, cause it's Christmas time in hell.
Here's a rack to hang the stockings on. We still have to shop for Genghis Khan.
Michael Landon's hair looks swell. It's Christmas time in hell. There's Princess Diana holding burning mistletoe. Over poor Gene Siskel's head, just watch his weenie grow.
For one day we all stop burning, and the flames are not so thick. All the screaming and the torture stops as we wait for old St. Nick. So string up the lights and light up the tree. We're damned for all eternity, but for just one day, all is well, it's Christmas time in hell.
Gather close together and make it quick. We gotta make room for Andy Dick. Wake his mother and ring the bell. It's Christmas time.
Christmas time.
Christmas time.
It's Christmas time in hell.
Merry Christmas, movie house!
We'll be right back. Christmas feast. She had a great time, but I don't think it's going to be so good for her this year, come December 25th. Which brings up an interesting joke. Interesting routine. Why won't Courtney Love be having any cranberry sauce with her Christmas dinner this year? No cranberry sauce for Courtney Love on Christmas Day. Does anyone wonder why? Courtney Love, the widow Love, won't be having any cranberry. You can do better than that. Come on, you assholes. Why won't Courtney Love be having any? One more time. Why no cranberry sauce for Courtney Love on December 25th? No. To go along with Grandma's mashed potatoes. No. Cranberry sauce to go along with a honey baked ham. Thanks for coming. go along with the turkey stuffing? I see you. No. Cranberry sauce. To go along with the green beans. We have green beans here tonight. Anybody? Green beans? Thank you. Thanks for coming out, huh? Why won't Courtney Love be having any cranberry sauce with the peach cobbler? Peach cobbler over there? Anybody? Peach cobbler? Thank you. No! Cranberry sauce to go along with the hot apple cider, the little cinnamon stick. To go along with the candied yams. Bunny baked ham. Do you wonder why Courtney Love won't be having any cranberry sauce with Christmas dinner this year?
Why?
I don't know why. Apparently you don't watch TV, you don't, you didn't see this on the news tonight. The reason that disgraceful vocalist Courtney Love won't be having any cranberry sauce for Christmas dinner this year is that, in fact, Courtney Love, my friends, won't be having Christmas dinner this year. No, no, she's not going to celebrate the holiday at all. In fact, she will have died by then of a heroin overdose.
This is Neil Hamburger, and you're listening to The Devil's Mischief on Radio Free Salem.
Satansplain, Satanic Talk with Church of Satan Magister Bill M.
Well, it's not Satan worship, it's Satanism. It's embracing the life-enriching things which have traditionally been given the devil's name. Pride, lust, earthly success, rational self-interest, atheism, humor, nonconformity, science, a passion for living, being selective about whom we love. We don't see these as shameful sins, but empowering ideals. And we also recognize the psychological power and fun of symbolism and aesthetics, so we utilize Satan as mythology's most fitting mascot for what we're about.
Listen to Satansplain. Learn more at satansplain.com.
You have been listening to The Devil's Mischief on Radio Free Satan. Visit RadioFreeSatan.com to find other shows. One of our metal shows had a Christmas special, so check that out. Also, of course, check out my talk show podcast, Satansplain. That is not on Radio Free Satan, but you can find it on a lot of other places, including the website itself, Satansplain.com, SatanSplain.com. So, this final track has a backstory to it. Earlier this year, I was at an open mic, and I met a musician there who is also a mathematician. Usually, I'm used to being the only mathematician in the room at events like that, so needless to say, we got along immediately. It turns out, he had his own little composing and recording project called Noise Pi, and that is P-I. Pi is in the Greek letter and mathematics number pi. And he had developed his own microtuning system of sorts. So to try to quickly explain that in layman's terms, our standard set of 12 notes in music is tuned to what's called equal temperament, where the ratio of any two notes of consecutive pitch are the same. The octave is divided into 12 notes. But there are infinitely many other ways you can have a set of tuned frequencies, which means to play them, you either need some kind of synthesizer or, in my case, an instrument like a fretless bass to play in between those properly tuned notes. He had hooked up with a female singer, and the two of them recorded some tracks and invited me to record some fretless bass for them. Well, that's how it started, but I ended up bringing in other strange instruments from my collection and recording more. also acting as sound engineer and producer for what they were doing. And I've just been having a lot of fun with it. By the way, all the tracks that they record, they set a precedent saying that they have to be 3 minutes and 14 seconds in length. I made that more perfect by showing how we could export tracks to make them 3 minutes and 14.159 seconds in length. So if you know Pi, you get the reference. Just recently, I put together this track for Christmas. What you're going to hear is a mix of three different Christmas carols, each spaced a century apart. So the current year is 2024, but if we go back to 1924, we arrive at the year of a Christmas carol called Ding Dong, Merrily on High. Then a century before that, in 1824, well, that was the year O Tannenbaum was written. And finally, a century before that, in 1724, Johann Sebastian Bach was writing and performing Christmas songs. So I picked one of the ones from that year. So enjoy this bizarre medley of three songs I've put together. And all of these songs are tuned to the special hex scale, as we call it, that's used by NoisePie, alternate tuning. It's not comedy, but it's twisting Christmas enough to be novelty, in my opinion. So enjoy this song, which I have titled Mince Pie. Hail the great season of gluttony and materialism. Hail NoisePie. Hail Satan.
Darn, that's the end.